The Emmys were last night. Lulu, did you watch?
I did, and I enjoyed them a lot more than I thought I would.
Oh.
Yeah,
really?
It was bottom line, and I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a fantastic job. They had very little technical issues. When you think about the 130 different cameras that they had across the world and trying to connect to them, I thought it was really fun to see inside the stars' homes. Who was celebrating with them? Were they at a special party with their casts, or were they at home by themselves? Was their wife or husband or children there? I thought that was really fun to see. There were a few funny bits about quarantine. There were definitely some fails that were just like, okay, move along here. Come on now.
Yeah.
But in general, for an unusual event, I think that they knocked it out of the ballpark.
Oh. Dawn, did you see any of it?
I did not. I was watching Big Brother and then trying to go to sleep.
Atta girl!
I can't be behind on that.
Was it good last night?
Yes and no.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't really like who's in control of the house right now, but.
Oh, okay. Kenny, I don't even bother asking you. You were busy
doing projects. I didn't watch. I saw a lot of tweets, and I saw some footage this morning, and I have a question for you, and I want to know if this is okay. Eugene Levy's son.
Dan.
Did you see him?
Daniel.
Yeah, I did.
He looks just like Eugene Levy.
Oh, yeah.
My question to you is he gay?
Dan? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well... Would it be okay if I wore a skirt like that? Because that skirt was awesome. That was so cool. Yeah. Yes. Is it a kilt or a skirt?
I think it's a kilt. I could be wrong.
Because it matched his suit jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've always wanted to wear a kilt, and I thought, oh my God, that would be so cool. And I thought that was a cool, cool look.
Yeah, I love him.
Great look.
But
I
want to wear.
Look great in that, Kenny. Do it.
I didn't see what he had for footwear. With me, of course, it would have to be steel-toed boots.
Yes.
But I think I could pull it off.
Why not?
I think I could do it.
Actually. Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't want to do that plaid pattern that kilts usually
tartan.
Are.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you could pull it off. No, he's a cool dude. I love Dan.
Is.
Oh, I love Dan so
very much. I didn't realize what a pivotal person he was in the process of getting the show.
Yeah.
In front of everyone.
Well,
plays David on the show, but then he also...
Oh, he's in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I guess he directed a lot of the episodes and was pivotal in writing it. This was his first time in a writing room.
Yeah, he was basically the co-creator with his dad. He came up with a concept and went into partnership with his father and went to the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, got it there. And then Dan was instrumental in getting it on Pop here in the States. And Dan was also instrumental in getting it on Netflix, which started the explosion of popularity that the show enjoys now. So, Eugene gets, rightfully so, a lot of credit. But Dan is really the guy behind it all. I mean, it was his concept, his idea. He did direct a few episodes. He co-wrote some of them. He came up with the ideas for a lot of them. And, and starred.
What
sweet. He's David.
Two. Yeah. All the lead supporting actors. This is the first time a cast has done this in one season.
Yep.
It was just like, they won again. They won again. Again.
Swept. Yeah, here's a little montage of the sweep.
For outstanding directing for a comedy series. Andrew Civadino, Daniel Levy, Creek.
Outstanding writer for a comedy series. Daniel Levy, Creek.
Wow. Outstanding supporting actors in a comedy series. Daniel Levy, Creek.
For outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series. Annie Murphy, Creek.
For outstanding lead actor in a comedy series. Eugene Levy, Creek.
Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series.
What? Catherine O'Hara, S*** Creek.
For outstanding comedy series, S*** Creek.
Yeah. Heard that theme 4,000 times last night, but
yeah. Okay. And every time said it, they had to put the picture of the icon.
Yeah.
You guys.
Say it. Yeah.
It's 2020. The world's got COVID. We're falling apart. There's rioting in the street. Can we not? Can we just say it? Can we
especially since the intention, it's a double T, and the intention isn't on the...
And there's a C in
technically,
there.
Yeah, yep. But everybody's too...
Afraid. And if we can't say it, can we do it the way you do it, Jason? Use a little creativity? Yeah.
Shites Creek. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Shites Creek. Jeez. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad the show won. Yeah. I'm so glad it won. As a fan of the show, this last season, you know, sometimes shows get long in the tooth. There are a few exceptions. You know, MASH kind of maintained its quality. Mary Tyler Moore famously, you know, kept its quality. Cheers really actually got better as the show went on post Shelley Long. And Creek is another one of those. Never lost a step. And I would even argue the last seasons were the best seasons.
It made me think I need to go back because I watched about four episodes and I thought, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
But you, and of course, winning all these awards, my brother just raves about it. And he was just so elated last night because they won so much. But that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah. The last episode, I really did. I went through every Seven Dwarf emotion. I mean, every single emotion I had. I was grumpy that it was ended. I was, I was bashful at times. I was, you know, happy. It was great. I laughed my butt off. Catherine O'Hara was so good in that final episode. But no, it was good to see them. It was good to see them win.
Did you like it?
I did. You know what? Because it was creative. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're so used to the rat-a-tat-tat of these award shows. Monologue, comedy bit, first presenter, next presenter. Mm-hmm. Host comes back, does a little bit, next presenter. You know what I mean? There's a formula to these. And this forced them to be creative. Like, for instance, the box they sent to the nominees was hysterical to me. And they never, and it was remote controlled. So if they won, the box would open up at their home with a real Emmy.
And that was so cool.
Yeah. And if it didn't open, Samantha Bee broke it open. And there was a bottle of champagne in there for the losers. So cool. Yeah. So it was just, it forced the producers to do something different. My favorite, this should come as no surprise to anyone, my favorite moment was Letterman. I thought that was a bit that landed. I just thought Letterman hitchhiking to the Emmys and his old jokes he found. He goes, I'm wearing a tuxedo from when I hosted the Emmys in 1986. And he pulled out a card. He goes, these are jokes that I put in my tuxedo pocket from 1986. And he read a couple of them. And as he's reading, a car drove by and goes, I hate you. And we're like, you suck. And it was so
he looks like Colonel Sanders, too. So, on top of that, you're like, gosh, wow. Yeah.
Just a little, that little, it was so Letterman.
I hate you.
Yeah, he didn't even make mention of it. There was just a driver that drove by and goes, I hate you. Here's a few of the jokes from Letterman.
I'm Dave Letterman. This tuxedo, the last time I wore it was in 1986 when I hosted the Emmys. Here's what I found in the pocket. These are jokes from the 1986 Emmys. I'm going to read them. They're going to be a lot of fun. 1986, what a great looking crowd. So many stars, so much cocaine. Is this the Emmys or the Mets locker room? Neil Diamond is nominated tonight. Neil, where'd you go for that spray tan? Chernobyl? 1986. Oliver North and Angela Lansbury have a new show this fall on CBS. It's called Trading Arms for Hostages, she wrote. Telling you, quality comedy is timeless.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. That's Chernobyl, great. All the things from 86, the Iran-Contra deal. Oh yeah. It was good. Now don't go wasting. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything expired spices in your cabinet. I'm Jace with Lex.
I'm guilty.
I'm Lex. No, she's Lex. I'm Jace. That's Lex. That's Dawn. And that's the gorgeous and stunning Kenny. It is 8:33 on this Monday, September 21st, 2020. Little Spice Girls here.
This is so appropriate for our next guest because we used to play Spice Girls growing up. I was Scary and he was Baby. Or maybe he was Ginger. can't remember now.
Well, this is the best intro ever. Please, Lex, continue.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm excited to welcome my brother, Jake Thompson, back to the show. He's here to talk about the Emmys because he works on the team that provides all the photography for Emmys.com. He's a TV writer and an Emmys fan and a Spice Girls fan like me. Hey, Jake.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Were you ginger or baby? I can't remember.
Is it like Spice Girls?
Yeah, when we played Spice Girls as kids.
Oh, my gosh. I always had to be sporty. Everyone always made me be sporty. And I wanted to be baby, but times were different.
Jake, I love it. She was so sure. Lex was so sure. I think he was baby. And Jake is like, no, I was sporty.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You were
even close, Lex. You weren't even close.
You had the sports bra and the track pants on. And when, yeah, you really wanted to be posh, probably. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a tie between posh or baby, I think. Okay. But, I mean, scary's the best, too. They're all great. I would have been any of them. It's an honor.
It is. You knocked that one out of the park, Lex. That was
yeah,
great.
Nailed
that
it. Was always do.
Yep.
So, Jake, this was your third year covering the Emmys for Emmys.com.
Yeah.
Very different year. How was your coverage different, and what did you end up wearing because you were home?
Oh, my gosh. It was truly an award show that we'll never forget. I think just in so many ways, awards seem... So it seems so strange during these times, but you know, it was different in that like everybody was at home. So normally we get to, like, I think part of the fun is you just get to get dressed up, and I get to be with my whole team, and there's so many other press junket teams there, and so you're kind of starting to see the same people. And so the difference this year was honestly less prep time. I mean, I dressed up for a picture, and then I got straight into my sweatpants, if I'm being truly honest.
Perfect.
So that was the kickoff to it. But yeah, it was just, I think because it was the first year that they'd ever done it this way, for so many reasons, everything was sort of just on the fly. You know, I had two different Zoom windows open. We were watching the show, like, on the TV. So it was just, it was definitely, it was different.
Yeah. Jake, we were saying there were obviously some, you know, kind of eye roll moments, jokes that didn't land, bits that didn't land. But overall, it kind of forced the producers to be creative. And we liked a lot of the things that they came up with. I know you were working, but you did have a chance to watch a little. What was your overall thought about how they handled it?
You know, I think all things considered, they did an amazing job. It was like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like during dark times, I turn to like family, friends, and entertainment. And so it was sort of nice to just have a night where you could kind of just, you know, be part of the arts. And I thought they did a great job. So, yeah. And I thought that a lot of that kind of like wasted time and space was taken out. It was more just like, all right, let's get to the important thing. Like, did Zendaya win?
Yeah.
And she made history.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The level of text messages that came in to me personally about Zendaya winning, I felt like I was getting married. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is truly iconic. And, yeah, I'm just so happy for her. I'm like, wow, what a groundbreaking moment.
Because what was it, Jake? Mm-hmm. She's the youngest winner for drama, right?
Youngest winner for drama, and she's the second only Black actress to ever win that award after Viola Davis. So it's incredible. And I think it's like, you know, I just realized that I came on here last time and just blabbed about Zendaya for the entire block of time. So
got your wish. Yeah.
Yep. Her dress is still my sexual orientation. And I think that she, it was just, it's one of those moments where I feel like you're like, oh, wow. Like, when Zendaya won, we all won. It was just it was maybe the best news of 2020.
Yeah, and you're also a big fan, like Jason, of Schitt's Creek. So to see that many wins, how were you feeling about that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was so, it actually made me so emotional. I was just like, wow, like, you know, Moira Rose,
also living legend. And I just, you know, it was, I didn't realize. The other part is no one told us is that there was like an actual like show, like the, like those social distance plexiglass, like tables and stuff. That was a trip at first, but yeah. It was really cute. It was so cute to see all four of them together. And what a fun way for them to celebrate their final year.
Jake, you know her well. Don't you think your sister should give the Creek another go?
Yes. It's one of those shows that just like, it's kind of like Parks and Rec, where it just each season gets more rich and you fall in love with all of them. And it's just, it's so great.
Yeah.
Give it another shot.
Yeah.
Okay. I will, guys.
Jake, did anything surprise you, or did you see any people talking about Snubs or any? I mean, obviously, Shite's Creek just swept everything. So anything surprise you at all?
Ooh. Honestly, I felt like for the first time in watching award. I mean, you know, everyone on this call has watched so many award shows, and it's like I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I feel like everyone I wanted to win won, which is so rare.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like, this is really great. This is like the gay Super Bowl of TV for me.
Right. And Joey Garner winning for Ozark. Won. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was surprised, you know, Zendaya, of course, winning. But, you know, we didn't have anybody else from Ozark winning anything. That was kind of surprising to me. Succession took a lot.
I love that.
Succession took a lot. I love Julia Garner. She looked like Great Gatsby. I mean, Ruth on Ozark is just such an unforgettable character. And, honestly, I know I said it again, but it was a surprise, I think, for the world for Zendaya, but the streets wanted her to win, and I'm just really excited that she won. Yeah.
And I know we're out of time, almost out of time, but I want to ask you, speaking of Julie Gardner, what do you think, Jake, of the rumors that that Madonna started following her on Instagram, and there are rumors that she's up for the role of Madonna in her biopic?
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, I mean, I can see it. She's got that true blue look all over her.
Yeah.
And that's right around the same time period.
Yep. And Madonna, people notice Madonna just started following her on Instagram.
Wow. The stamp of approval from the queen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for waking up early, Jake. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, I always look forward to it. And I hope that we have more award shows moving forward. And I'm glad you guys are staying safe and healthy. And thanks for always having me on. It's a treat.
Please, thank you for doing it. So, and remember, everyone, Jake is Sporty Spice. Jake is Sporty Spice.
Yeah, I've got to remember that myself. Oopsies. Sorry, Jake
wants to be baby.
No. That's right.
Most of your life.